I got on iTube yesterday and there was Kenneth Hagin, and it was senior. And he was trying to preach, and the anointing fell on him and he couldn't even open his mouth to speak. And so he was giving it to other people, and they'd get up and they'd get the mic, and the anointing fell on them, and they couldn't speak. I think this went around about 20 people, and then the guy on the keyboard, he started singing, "Just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me." And I'm going, "Woo! That's it, should be now. Yeah, just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me. Come on. Just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me. Hallelujah." And they got drunk. So I was in bed and I got drunk in the anointing, and it was just amazing. But just how, and there was people just laughing and people exploding, and he would just go down a row and get them to stand, and he would just go whoosh, and then he'd go whoosh, and then whoosh, and it was like, I'm going, whoa, that would hurt me, my bones. But it was just wonderful to see a man, and he would, that would have been in his last 10 years, wouldn't it, senior? Yeah, so... yeah, and but it was lovely to see the joy and the Holy Spirit moving upon people. And that's where I just want to encourage you today that, you know, the Holy Spirit is here for us. He's in us, he's over us, and we can get plastered. And I love it when I get plastered in the anointing of God. I was hardly standing today because, you know, and when you watch these things, you go back to the times when you have been full of the Holy Spirit. But God wants us to be refilled and to be refilled and to keep coming into it, to keep being hungry, to be hungry for his presence. You know, I love, I'm not allowed pies, so I'm not allowed chips. But, you know, I think about these pies. And they've got beautiful gravy and mince, beautiful crisp pastry. And I get hungry for these pies. Just, this is part of my message, Joss. I haven't had one. And I like chips that go crisp and crunch, crunch. And I, you know, and you're hungry for them. Now, so your juices in your mouth for that pie, are they going? But this is what God is saying, how we need to get hungry for God. To get hungry for his presence. You know, we can imagine a chocolate in my bag, and, oh, I just want that chocolate. But just think, in God we are everything. And the Holy Spirit just wants to come and fill us and fill us and fill us to overflowing. I was watching Paul Kane. He's a prophet in this time. He must be nearly 90, I don't know. But he was declaring and decreeing what's to come right now in this hour. And I'm going, I receive that. And he said, for the nations, God is going to move. And God's kept him alive for such a time as this. And I believe God has kept us alive for such a time as this because he wants to use you. But you've got to be hungry for his presence. You've got to be filled with his presence. You know, get up and say, God, fill me. Fill me. Make me hungry. Let me permeate the things of the glory of God. Let me be to somebody with that love and that holiness. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. I feel his presence of holiness. His presence. And God's saying, go. You know, and I know, I don't, you know, it's been, we've been going through a hard time. Who would say that? It hasn't been easy. Even this week has been hard for me. My sisters aren't good and other things are happening. And I hear a lot of bad news. And it's like, God just, he's saying, in this, I want you to trust me. I want you to push through. I'm bringing a lot of dross up. Things that you didn't even know were there. When I was in Israel, There was a lady on the bus that just disliked me, I felt. All the rest loved me. This lady just kind of... And I really went to bed rejected. It really affected me. And I'm going, how could have I done it differently? How could have I... And the Lord just said to me, when I went to sleep, going to sleep, he said, turn your eyes upon me. Don't look inwards. Look outwards. Turn your eyes upon him. And he said, you're not the problem. She's the one that has got the problems. And you see, a lot of things, you know, you think, oh, why don't they like you? Or what is happening? But they might be going through a dumb time. And I just feel to share that. It's like we're going to go through a time where we have to go after the Holy Spirit. You know, churches have shut down the Holy Spirit. But a lot of churches say, oh, Harvest City, is that the one where the Holy Spirit flows? But they kind of making remarks. But we are going to be a church that's going to allow the Holy Spirit and to move and to move, and for people to be healed, for people to be delivered, people to be sorted out in the Holy Ghost. You know, we need a double dose. Not just, it's not enough. It is not enough. Hallelujah. I've just got a few scriptures, but I just want to fill you up. And you know, when you're hungry, think of my pie. No, okay. No, a lovely, delicious apple. Cleans your teeth. It's good for you. It's beautiful. You're hungering after that apple now. Wouldn't you like a bite of apple? Clive said broccoli. Teeth. Oh, well, what's something, a marshmallow for you? But I'm just, how your imagination can go, now you're onto marshmallows. Well, come back, because I'm going to read the scripture. As a deer for the waters, so my soul pants after you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And that's what God is saying, that we need to be so passionate and so go after him in this hour. God said this is a time we cannot waste it anymore. We have to be passionate when we wake up, even if we ouch. Get up and rise above it. You know, we saw the covenant today. Healing belongs to us because of the cross. It is, and God wants us to go after, like that deer had no water for a long time. And as the deer goes after, you can just see it. I'm thirsty. And God said, are you thirsty for me? That's what he wants us to be. And in Psalm 84:2, my soul longed and even yearned for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. That's what I love about him. When I can be full of my sorrows and self-pity and everything, but when you start worshiping him, when you get into your heavenly language, the whole atmosphere changes, shifts. And, you know, I can be a bit negative, but I'm trying not to be, because sometimes I hurt so much. But it's like when you get out of it and when you start praising God and just encouraging someone else, I just find being with other Christians, I had coffee with Robin and Margaret, and it was just like you're uplifted because you've been in the presence where people have gone after God. You know, you're with people that ignite you. If people are sour Christians and they're negative, just leave them. Find the ones that are on fire. Meow. See, because, whoo, meow. Hallelujah. There's an acceleration right now in the Spirit of God. There's an acceleration for us to go after God, but to be thirsty. Whoa. Hallelujah. In John 16:13, however, when the Spirit has come, he will guide you into all truth. Isn't that amazing? When the Holy Spirit has come, he's in us, and he's actually just flowing. I can feel him. Okay. Oh. Now, there's an acceleration. There's an acceleration here. Whoa. But when the Spirit of truth comes, I'm dedicating your baby. I promise I'll be good. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he leads us into all righteousness, to all holiness, all the things of the word. That's Happy Mother's Day. Spirit, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Now that just blows my mind. When we're in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, God will tell you things to come. Isn't that amazing? He's all truth. Is this exciting? He's all truth. And we have to go after him. We have to pant after him. We have to thirst after him. You know, we sing that song, there's a river of God flowing out of me. But, you know, we've got to let that river flow. And the enemy can come and just dam it up. Isn't that true? But when we let the river flow, I'm not going to stop there, but I just want the joy, us to feel, you know. No, I'm just going to end with the scripture. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord is. So we are going to, the mirror of the glory of God, people are going to look at us. We're coming into this. People are going, we're not going to be sour Christians, as if we've been sucking on lemons. We're going to be ones that are full of the joy, full of the presence of God. We carry the peace and the grace of God. And, wow, I can just feel it. The angels are here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I know, as Clive prophesied, that our loved ones are going to come into the kingdom. We're going to shine with his presence. Shine, shine wherever you go, but thirst after him. But I just want you to reach up to heaven right now and just tell him that you're so hungry, you're so parched, you're so thirsty, that you want more. Let the Holy Spirit come. Let him ignite you again. Baptize you with fire again. Just let it be. And I just believe God's going to give you new heavenly languages. So just be freed up in the Spirit. Just come, Holy Spirit. Fill us to over. There's just such an anointing. Thank you, Lord. Let it come. Whoa, fill, Lord. Fill, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just see like a light glory presence just falling all over you. So just put your hands in that glory. Just reach up and say, God, oh, I want to heal the sick. I want to lay hands on people. I want to lead people to Jesus. I want to be used in the end times. Hallelujah. Oh, just let him come on you. Fill you to overflowing. Give him...